The message this clash is meant to send is to say no to ivory trade for now, until we are satisfied many years from now, nobody should trade and sell ivory. So crashing it simply says it has no commercial value.
With the United States becoming more involved in stopping the illegal trade of ivory, such as there are a few bills pending in Congress, and some states are getting involved as well. For instance, Massachusetts has a bill now that they're trying to get passed to ban the sale of ivory and rhino horns. How will this help to stop poaching in Africa?
So in this kind of crisis, it always requires a globally respected leader to show by example that they're actually taking action seriously. And as we see all these bills being promulgated and the U.S. government publicly declaring that they are not accepting ivory as a part of a commercial commodity, it sends a very strong message to all other parties. And what it implies is for anybody who is contemplating continuing to poach on the African continent, they have to think twice to say, once they've poached and got the commodity, where does it go? Who buys it? Because it can't enter the market anymore.
Have you noticed a reduction in the poaching with the recent public displays of burnings and crushings of ivory, both in Africa as well as the United States?
I think it would be too early to correlate. What we certainly know is that because of the scaling up of actions along all the different parts of the supply chain, from source through the trafficking end to the demand, you can certainly tell that there is a lot of caution or maybe reduction on part of some of the main elephant range sites, which in itself indicates that whoever is causing this is rethinking. And above all, it's clear that we have also ramped up the efforts to conduct law enforcement on the ground to really kind of directly attribute any reduced poaching to the crashes. Could be maybe being presumptuous, but what I believe is it's a combination of different variables and different actions that all add up to what becomes reduced poaching.
Also, how can countries partner more in stopping this poaching that is going on?
A couple of ways. One is the fact that we have seen more and more regional dialogues, cross-border discussions, intends to establish what are called wildlife enforcement networks or interagency task forces. And what this means for countries is there's now openness and acceptance that we need to work together. We need to consider dealing with this issue as a serious crime that requires the whole of the world. So no longer follow the political boundaries and try to look inside, but look beyond, because it's transnational organized crime that goes beyond boundaries. So we see a lot of that dialogue. If you think of Africa specifically, a lot of the regional economic communities, you know, SADC, East African Community, COMESA, are trying to incorporate and include the wildlife crime issue under their discussions, which is great. And then across all the way between the West and the South, we see a lot of that exchange as well happening.
African countries have been reporting the decline of the elephant population in their countries due to poaching. Do you think African countries, the governments of their countries, do you think they are doing all they can at this point to stop poaching?
I think what African nations need to do, which they've started to do, is to own and be part of the issue and the actions being taken on. We have seen a series of high-level political meetings held, convened Botswana as the champion. And that has actually resulted in action plans being developed. And more recently, the African Union had again another, you know, symposium in Congo Brazzaville, end of April, where they developed an action plan which is developed by the Africans as the source countries. And that, to me, implies that the African Union has brought on board this as a priority act issue. And hopefully what will follow on is allocation of commensurate resources to also add on to what the rest of the international community is doing.